One of the participants in this week's Nobel Symposium on Climate Change was Yuan Si Li. He's a native of Taiwan. He won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1986. He also spent many years teaching here in the U.S. We spoke with Dr. Li today during the symposium by cell phone. He told us that while he and his colleagues at the London meeting feel a great deal of urgency about climate change, they also have hope for the first time in quite a while.
Let me be very frank with you. The big difference is because of the new administration in the United States, President Obama. He was quite convinced that we should do something, and that made tremendous difference. The previous president didn't quite believe in global warming, and he wasn't ready to work with other countries to do something about it. But Obama made commitment, so all the attendees coming here believed that something would happen now.
One of the people who spoke at this meeting is Nicholas Stern, who's the former government advisor in Britain, who spoke about the lack of representatives from the developing world at this conference. Basically, he was saying, look, in the future, within 40 years, people on this planet in the developing world will suffer the most from climate change, not those of us who are wealthy in the West. As someone who knows very well the developed and the developing world, including in Asia right now, do you agree with that?
I agree with that viewpoint. So I have to play a role. And 65 years ago, when I was in Taiwan, we went through a period without electricity, and I know how the life looked like.
So since you recall what it's like to go without lights, without energy when you're growing up in Taiwan, do you feel right now as if developing countries are doing what they need to do, even if they are lower emitters of greenhouse gases?
Well, when I was talking about 65 years ago, that was toward the end of the Second World War, no electricity. We depend everything on sunshine, from the food, clothing, housing, everything came from the sunshine. But during the last 100 years in Taiwan, in many parts of so-called developing countries, it's a drastic change. Simply put, it's called Americanization. Americanization of developing world. So now we depend on fossil fuel and consuming too much natural resources. So suddenly we found out that the Earth used to be an infinite Earth, become finite, and waste we produce, like carbon dioxide, cannot be absorbed by the Earth anymore.
Professor Li, do you think that that could be a model? I mean, you're talking about relying on sunshine in the pre-industrial era in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Is it possible that the sun itself provides the answers to many of the problems that we face right now?
Oh, I think so. That's the only way.
Well, but our needs are so much different than they were, obviously, when you were growing up.
Well, the sunshine provides something like 10,000 times of the energy we need on the surface of the Earth. The advancement of science and technology will go a long way, but at the same time, we learn to live a simple life. We learn to be more frugal, more thrifty, and to have a sustainable society.
That's Yuan Si Li, who won the 1986 Nobel Prize for Chemistry. We spoke with him today from the Nobel Laureate Symposium on Climate Change in London.